T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Dr. Sid Pinedo, President and CEO of Children's Fund, along with Sherry Hunke, Director of Marketing and PR at Children's Fund. Thank you both for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks,
it's a pleasure
Steve.
To be here.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about your backpack and school supply drive that's currently underway. But first of all, tell us a little bit about Children's Fund. What is the organization all about?
Thank you very much. For 30 years, Children's Fund has been working to live out our mission, and our mission is to provide brighter futures for children. And we do that every day by really focusing on three areas: support, opportunity, and hope. We look at meeting the needs of children and families living in extreme poverty, abuse, and neglect. We do that by supporting their emergency needs. We provide opportunities by providing scholarships and mentoring for children in foster programs. And then hope for those children that have experienced extreme abuse through the Children Assessment Center. We ensure that they receive all of the medical and mental health care needs that they might have. And then we help them hope again.
And here's the question that you may not be prepared for, but how did it all get started and how long have you been doing this?
Sure. Children's Fund has been around actually for 30 years. And so it started originally as a department division of the county of San Bernardino. And in developing and working and growing, they found that in order to really meet the needs of children, that they really needed public-private partnerships. And so Children's Fund became its own independent nonprofit 501c3. And as I said, for 30 years, they've been working with private industry and individuals to meet the needs of children.
Great. Now, Children's Fund is currently conducting a backpack and school supply drive. You do that every year. Tell us a little bit more about that event that's going on.
Sure. You know, throughout the year, Children's Fund conducts various care campaigns, and these are essentially drives for items that children in our community need most. And so after our Celebration of Giving toy drive around the holidays, the backpack drive is the second largest drive that we do. And we want children to be able to walk into class at school the very first day and have all of the resources and the tools that they need to be successful. That's a quality backpack filled with school supplies, everything brand new and everything new to them as well.
Now, why is the new backpack such a big deal for kids starting the school year?
Sure. You know, most kids or maybe their parents look forward to the first day of school. But for those that are actually ready for school, there's also many that aren't. They don't have a backpack. They don't have school supplies. And so they walk into school the first day not being prepared. And the other piece with that that's important is that there's children that get everything that's a hand-me-down. And so imagine being that child that is showing up to school with perhaps a backpack or a bag that is torn, that is ripped, and maybe already marked up. There becomes a point then where that child maybe starts to feel some shame. And we know that a child that doesn't feel good, that doesn't feel positive and eager about learning, won't learn. A brand new backpack, brand new school supplies gets them ready with all of the tools that they need.
How does the backpack and school supply drive work? Do you have employers that get involved?
Sure. We have a number of employers that conduct backpack drives within their businesses or in the community. And then we also have individuals that donate individual backpacks, or they get together with family and friends and collect 10, 15, 20, 50 backpacks. And then they're all brought over to our offices. And then we do sorting there and get ready for distribution to local nonprofits.
But you don't have to be a part of a business in order to participate in the drive. You can be an individual that wants to donate.
Correct. And that's what's great about this drive, is it allows everyone to get involved. We have people that just show up at our office with one backpack, or we have individuals that get together. Maybe it's a branch of a bank or a local franchise of an organization that has collected, like I said, 10, 20, 50, 100 backpacks.
Now, I understand that you've also created an Amazon wish list on your website. Why don't you tell us how that works?
Sure.
On our website, if you go to childrensfund.org, you'll find three options or three ways that you can donate. And the first one is you can participate in our Amazon wish list. And there we have conveniently for you, everything that we'll insert into a backpack, three different age groups. We have the little kids, the middle schoolers, and the high schools, and they each have their own Amazon wish list. So we make it convenient for you. You can purchase it, and it gets shipped directly to Children's Fund. The other way you can donate is make a cash donation. If you want us to do the shopping for you, we'll be happy to do that.
Now, what is the most in-demand school supply?
Our high school age group is the one that really has the biggest need. Oftentimes, the generosity of individuals tends to cater to the young kids, and those are extremely important. But we found that our high school age groups are the ones that really do need the resources and don't always get it. And so as Sherry mentioned on the wish list, we have all the items listed there. But the high school ones really include some things that are maybe calculators or sturdier backpacks, the binders and things like that. And so the entire list is on there. But I would say that that's the area with the greatest need.
And what type of school supplies are you putting in each backpack?
It's everything ranging from construction paper and markers, crayons, pencils and erasers, pencil boxes, and as I said before, binders, lined paper, highlighters, glue sticks, scissors, and then the pocket folders, the scientific calculators, rulers, and protractors. So as the as you know, as the kids get older and their classes get more sophisticated, the level of supplies that are needed grow as well.
Right. Now, school, of course, doesn't start until August. It seems like a long way off, but not really. It'll be here in no time. Why are you collecting all the backpacks right now? I imagine getting prepared for the upcoming school year.
Sure. So our goal is to collect and distribute over 5,000 backpacks.
Wow.
And so with a number that large, we need to be able to collect the backpacks. We need to be able to sort them by age group and then create the pickup times for the local nonprofits that will come to get them to distribute directly to the children. So that all takes time in order to do that. But it also gives us time to perhaps focus on a specific area. If we're getting if we don't have enough, again, of the high school backpacks, then we're able to also get the word out to do a specialized call to action for those.
How do you decide which backpacks go to which schools? Do you service all of the schools in the Inland Empire? How does that work exactly?
So it happens a couple of ways. One, we work with caseworkers and social workers, and so they will they have their list of children that they serve. But then we also support approximately 53 nonprofits throughout San Bernardino County. And so we try and really extend the reach throughout the entire county. And so having the drive happen now helps to ensure that we're able to do that.
Great. Now, do you need volunteers to help out with this drive?
Yes, we always need volunteers. And the volunteers help us to sort and stuff the backpacks and get them ready for pickup. And we encourage people that are able and willing to volunteer to please contact our office at 909-379-0000. Or you can log on to our website, childrensfund.org, and there's information there on how to volunteer.
If someone wants to donate, if they want to donate a backpack, do they have to donate the entire backpack, or can they donate just the paper and pencil and donate piecemeal?
And the answer is yes to everything.
Okay.
So someone can donate backpacks, somebody can donate individual supplies, and that's where the volunteers come in as well. So those that donate it piecemealed, then we come together with the volunteers and we stuff the backpacks and get them ready.
Great. Now, tell us again how listeners can get more information about Children's Fund.
Sure. You can go to our website, www.childrensfund.org, or you can call our office, 909-379-0000, and we're happy to answer your calls. We're happy to get you involved and engaged and also accept your donations.
Go ahead and give us that number once again.
Sure. That phone number again is 909-379-0000.
Or they can go to childrensfund.org/backpacks for more information as well.
That's
correct. When does the drive end?
Sure. Our drive runs through July 13. So we're excited to launch it. We're excited to be working already with volunteers and with donors.
And have you got any final thoughts as we close about your backpack drive and just Children's Fund in general?
We're extremely grateful to the community. Every year, the community at large really responds to our drive, and they really make it possible for children to be ready at school and arrive that first day with all of the resources and the tools that they need to be successful. And it's because of them that children have brighter tomorrows.
Okay, great. Dr. Sid Pinedo, President and CEO of Children's Fund, along with Sherry Hunke, Director of Marketing and PR at Children's Fund. Thank you once again for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.